welcome back. We hope to track down Jonathan Gray. We know he's online there in New Zealand and Kiwiland, but it's really early there. I think it's around 7 o'clock in the North Island of New Zealand, and we call it Kiwiland. They call it Kiwi because a little bird, the Kiwi birds, which is kind of cute. But they have totally different life forms down there, separated from the rest of the biological world of the Northern Hemisphere. They got neat people there, too, that are kind of interesting. Dwayne Johnson, by the way, one of the people that's partly descended from the Kiwis, from the native people there, actually lives in our community. He did Maui, that recent Disney Kids movie. He actually lives right here in Vista. So he's cool. And he recently did a movie called The Fate of the Furious, which is like an action thriller. So much action. Things like that are like coffee. It puts me to sleep. It's like, oh my gosh. So much action, my brain is spinning. Well, we're going to talk about a couple of things here today with Jonathan. And he's not only controversial, but well-documented. And probably, I would say, the top Christian analyst and ancient archaeologist in the world. And if you go to his website, beforeus.com, you're going to see a special little block up in the upper corner, on the left-hand side, I believe, that promotes his 4-DVD set, and you get a 5th DVD and, I think, 5 e-books that talks about the Third War or the Third Jihad. They have to understand that the Vatican is pushing, the Jesuit Vatican is pushing a Chrislam, which is a fusion with Islam. And if you know what I've said in other shows, and this isn't open to opinion, by the way. A lot of people think, well, that's your opinion, Deagle. No, it's not, actually. There's things that are just on-the-ground facts that aren't open to anybody's damned opinion. And one of them is that Islam preaches, all Islam, not just some, that Jesus is going to come back all right, but he comes back as a minor prophet under Muhammad, and he actually is a Muslim. And if you don't convert to Islam, you get beheaded. Not a good thing. You have to understand also that the globalists are basically wanting to supplant current religion with a new amalgam where you don't have a relationship with the Most High God, but in fact, you believe in this amalgam of things that ties into earth worship. Now, next Monday is May Day, and you have to understand that atheists are not really, most of the communists are not really atheists because, remember, their special holy day for communism is May Day. Isn't that funny? Well, of course, it is Gaia worship, which is ancient pagan worship. And you have to understand that's why the 20th of April is such an important day, not only for Adolf Hitler's birthday, but also Columbine. But these are around the days called the days of Baal or Baal worship and Moloch. You have to understand that the ancient pagan belief systems have infiltrated in even modern Judaism. Talmudic Judaism is not like the ancient Hebrew belief systems based on the Torah in the ancient writings of the prophets, major and minor, but the writings of rabbis that were living for 1,300 years in Babylon. So they're Babylonish. You have to realize much of the things taught in the Catholic Church that are now, many of them descended into various aspects of the Protestant churches, still have some of the filthy rags of apostasy that if Jesus was back, he would set us straight. Yeshua. That's his real name, because Yesha is the proper name, which means God saves. The breath saves us. And he's coming back, but he's going to basically have an apocalypse or revealing. That part of that revealing is happening in shows like this, where the truth rains down from heaven by satellites, by high-speed internet, by podcasts, by DVDs. And you can watch and listen to these shows on, say, the Deagle Network. If you go to NutriMedical.com, you can watch the videos all free on basically Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live stream, Spreaker. We just went to Spreaker. We're going to Patreon Network. We've applied to actually be broadcasting our shows over in the iHeartRadio system. I've contacted Revolution Radio, and I don't sure whether they can do it, but it's possible they may allow us to kind of make some kind of format to send over the shows so they can broadcast a chunk of them on their network. And maybe our show, because it's a leading show on the blogosphere, to attract other good broadcasters that want to put out a good message. And a good message is measured by three things. Firstly, number one, it's based on facts that can be verifiable. Number two, it's based on Judeo-Christian ethics, which is, based on the ethics in which the United States and Western nations, the Abrahamic nations, were based. And number three, it's godly. In other words, it fits the principles of the Bible, going right back to the Torah and the original covenant, the only covenant. So what we're going to talk about, if we can track down Jonathan, is that we're dealing with a situation where We are moving in the end times. Now, you might get real panicky if you're looking at things like some of the guys in Silicon Valley, like Mr. Peter Thiel, who entertaining running for politics, but on the other hand, bought a $10 million estate in the North Island of New Zealand. We call Apocalypse Island, which I think is pretty funny. We get our people like Karen and Campbell Kilgore to laugh about the red deers that are at the Sandals Resort there. But a lot of Aussies and Kiwis realize there's a lot of rich people moving from the Northern Hemisphere to their lands because they're in a panic. Now, of course, the Chinese are trying to get more and more territorial control, and even North Korea is saying that the world war will start from Darwin, North Australia, against North Korea. Well, first off, if we had our druthers, we would rather have just reunification of North and South Korea, and Kim Jong-un, we'd give him a pardon saying, look, go get a tan, lose the weight at some weight loss clinic, get a better haircut, and the regime's over. And by the way, for all these North Koreans that don't want to move to South Korea and you want to move to China, learn Cantonese if you don't know it, and they've got lots of room for really smart, industrious people in China. And the Chinese are kind of panicking. They're putting troops on the border because they're worried about 24 million people coming in. I don't want to see it come to the point of destruction because it'll get ugly. And yes, there's a possibility that America, if they now or in the future have weapon systems to neutralize, say with Tomahawk missiles or anti-missiles on the ground like laser or other plasma weapons, all these thousands of tubeless rockets heading toward Seoul, South Korea. But I don't want to see thousands or even hundreds of thousands of innocent North Koreans die in a thermonuclear blast because of one overweight idiot who wants to maintain power in an extreme communist regime. But, you know, I think if push comes to shove, Donald Trump's going to push the button. Hopefully we won't have that happen. My guess is he's going to negotiate like Mr. the Master of Negotiations. You know, prestidigitation, look at my right hand, I've got a sword and a laser weapon here, but my other hand is reaching out to say, hey, let's make a deal. My guess is what's going to happen is Trump is going to accomplish a number of things in this next year. This Saturday is his 100th anniversary, 100th day in office. And he just passed an executive order. He's reviewing a lot of these so-called giant super parks. The one in Utah literally consumed 1.3 million acres. Now, the people in Utah, even the natives, don't want it to be that big. They want it to be a reasonable size, covering all their native lands and their special monuments. They don't want 1.3 million acres. What they've done through the Bureau of Land Management is consume giant parts of western states, especially some of them, 60, 70% of the state, like in Nevada, is literally run by the federal government under the BLM. That needs to stop. I mean, Obama used his pen and his phone. He had this kind of narcissistic view, like, hey, I'm the prez, man. I like to use the analogy that Obama was the lying, L-Y-I-N-G, the lying king. Lied about the fact of nature of his family, which was put together with his tranny wife and his adopted kids. Lying about his origins when he applied as an Occidental student. We know his birth certificate and his Social Security card was from a dead person from the Connecticut, which he never lived there. Lying about He couldn't be localized within Columbia University when people don't remember him. It's almost like that guy from the movie, the series called Suits on Amazon, when they couldn't remember him because he never went there. Or if he did, it was peripheral. He was doing other stuff, like working with the CIA, which is his mother's father was a former CIA, and his biological father, which was most likely Frank Marshall Davis rather than this guy Barrisotero, is not his biological father, that in fact he is a phony. And I was watching last night Tucker Carlson, and Tucker is like, this guy is so brilliant, man. I think, you know, O'Reilly did a good job of trying to be fair and balanced to some extent. Sometimes he'd aggravate me, but Tucker's way beyond that. I mean, he can get people like this Democratic senator, Democratic congressman, trying to defend Obama, who lied about this deal with Iran, and plainly lied and released something like 36 different criminals. One of them was an Iranian national that got FAA certification. These people were trying to export rocket technology and other materials in order to create, long-range rocket systems to hit Israel. You don't write in the side in Hebrew, I want to destroy the state of Israel, and at the same time make a multinational deal that, hey, you don't want nuclear weapons, you're not going to strike Israel, when you're lying. These mullahs don't know that unless they do something drastic, the Mahdi, the hidden Mahdi, won't show up. That's their religion. You need to know that these people are religious maniacs, and they're going to go through their psychological and religious dance until the Mahdi shows up, you know, i.e. another version of the devil, the Dibil. And if you trust the mullahs, let me tell you, and believe me, the mullahs were put there in Ayatollah Khomeini by the CIA. They put Mossadegh out of power, replaced him with the Shah of Iran. In fact, I remember talking to the nephew of the Shah back in the 70s, believe it or not. He went to our university, Dalhousie University in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and I had some long discussions with this guy. And these people knew fully well that the CIA put the Shah there. And he did their bidding all the time, which is why when they removed from power, they basically said, hey, don't worry, we're going to take care of you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There were people calling for him to be executed, this and that, but he said, no, this guy's our guy. He's doing our bidding, and he's going to leave when we tell him to leave, and we're going to replace him with the Shah. The Shah with the Ayatollah Khomeini, we're going to make it a super religious, extreme Shiite state. I mean, they did this. So when you see things lining up, and we see Jared Kushner, who's a Talmudic Jew, being assigned by none other than Donald Trump to actually kind of spearhead the setting up of a two-state solution and a treaty, you know, things are getting really dicey. Now, I traveled 42 cities in Israel with the book Klainar, and I got many, many years ago now, a long time, right, in the 80s. And when I traveled around to 42 cities in Israel with the book Clay and Iron, there were what I call a number of what I call 3x5 card things in that book that were not my opinion. I didn't even fully understand them, and I understand them more now. But it didn't set a specific date or time. Now, I know that when we get Craig Wynne on next week, he's got some things he's figured out. He says he's not a prophet, but he thinks he's got some dates. I don't want to set dates. I want to set signs that are based on the Bible. As the Bible says in 2 Peter 2:10, it interprets itself. So, I'm not going to presume I know everything. I do know a few things that are not my opinion that are thus saith the Lord, which means I do have a few things to say prophetically, and they're very few, to be honest with you. Most of the stuff, I'm completely confused, and when I hear people that presume they know, and they don't have either a supernatural calling to know that, or they don't have the logic to explain it, then I have to say, well, that's probably not the case. But what we can say is that when there's a peace treaty in the Middle East and there's a two-state solution, which is very likely going to happen in the first term of Donald Trump, and we know that right afterward by rabbinic law, and this is, by the way, I've been in communication with the new Sanhedrin, communicated last year, and the temple organization that was set, and I visited them in 1992 and again in 99 in Israel, that the temple organization means that the only day they can sanctify the temple area, and that, by the way, is at the Springs of Gihon, which is in a building below the Eastern Gate. It's not in the Temple of Antonius. That is not the Temple Mount. The Temple Mount is not the Temple of Antonius. The Romans built it above where the Springs of Gihon are, where the tabernacle was, and where basically the city of David was. It is not where the Temple of Antonius is. That Wailing Wall has nothing to do with the temple. It's a pile of garbage. Okay? You need to know that. Historically, geologically, etc., it's just not the case. You had to have the Springs of Gihon to wash all the libations, to do all the sacrifice, etc. And that's already in Israeli territory. They could literally set up a tabernacle of Moses overnight with a bunch of, you know, lights they string up, and they can put it up overnight. So I don't know if they'll start a building of a temple once they get a two-state solution, because the Waqf, which is controlled by the King of Jordan, His Majesty, because he's a blood descendant of Muhammad, has to agree that they can actually start doing stuff there on the so-called Temple Mount region. And I don't know if it includes also below the Eastern Gate, but actually, the King of Jordan is in full compliance that he will recognize the State of Israel, which he doesn't now, when they agree to set up a Palestinian second state. And Jared Kushner is fully on sides with Bibi Netanyahu that if they do this, it has to be recognition of the State of Israel. And all these Sunni Muslim states have to recognize Israel as their great protector, because they're scared out of their mind by the growing power of Shiite Islam, Russia, Iran, Hezbollah. Which means we're months away, not years away, from a peace treaty. That's pretty significant. And I'm telling you, I don't know when it's going to happen, whether it's now or 30 years from now or whatever, but when I look at the signs, it looks really, really soon. As they say, if you can hear snorting and you can smell sulfur, you know you're very near the dragon. Things are very snorty, very sulfury. Things are getting scary. We look at things like North Korea. North Korea really is, in a sense, for public consumption. If we could supply a protection against these tube rockets for South Korea, we could decapitate the government quickly. But they want to really make a business deal with China. It's not just China as a military power controlling this bad dog North Korea. It's only 24 million people that are starving. It's a sad situation. It's a situation where the BRICS nations last year and the IMF started pushing since 2012 the yuan as a gold-backed currency last summer. From 2012, they're pushing to have the yuan replace the U.S. dollar. And, of course, Obama drove the debt up through the ceiling while taxing the heck out of the population and not repatriating trillions of dollars of money to build industry here, taxing the heck out of the population, and making health care so ridiculous that it was costing a fortune while providing less and less care. Even Bill Clinton himself said that, what are you doing? You're paying double for less. I mean, this is crazy. And here's Bill Clinton telling you the truth, and his wife didn't even listen to him. Dang it. I mean, if she had listened to Bill, she might actually got elected, but with her bad personality and her inability to listen even to her husband, she didn't, okay? In fact, if you look at Bernie Sanders, if Bernie had actually been the candidate, he might have given Donald Trump a really good run or even won. You have to face that, okay? Bernie is even defending Ann Coulter, speaking in, I think it's tomorrow, in Berkeley. So, and even Bill Maher. I mean, Bill's not any friend of the right, but he thinks, like, you know, why are you guys on the left doing this? You're destroying the idea that the left are defenders of free speech. So here's what I think is going to happen. America's going to get more and more powerful. We're going to, probably through deals with China, not only decapitate and what they call nuclear castration to North Korea, and hopefully there'll be reunification so those poor people will actually have a decent meal, have a decent career path, and realize that the world is bigger than North Korea and the crazy bubble they've been living in. China will get a deal where their economy is teetering on a catastrophe, because if they don't have us as customers, they're done. And they've been doing industrial espionage to the tune of $300 billion a year. $30 billion a year to Canada alone. Just industrial espionage, stealing trade secrets, insisting companies pass over their trade secrets to corporations in China owned by the People's Republican Army. 80% of the new billionaires in the world are Chinese communists. I mean, how anomalous that the 80% of the new billionaires in the last 20 years are Chinese communists. And they have their own private Airstream jets, and their kids go to the University of Spoiled Children. We call it USC. Haha. I mean, really, you know, if this was a script, you'd have to say the script is too crazy to make a movie like this unless it's a spoof. But whatever drugs you were taking to write this script, I want them. That's how nuts it is. Hollywood, which they call Hollywood, would ask for the drugs, not the script. So when we come back, hopefully we'll track down Jonathan and find out where he is. He's probably just a different time zone, and he thinks it's an hour later. God knows. We'll be back in a minute.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com.
Down Jonathan. I think it's a time difference in the spring. Believe it or not, it was actually 7 o'clock your time when we started. So I'm glad to have you back, Jonathan. Your website is beforeus.com. We get you on every second Wednesday usually. And hopefully you'll get the sleep out of your eyes and be on for the first segment next week, 2 weeks from now. We were talking about the, Donald Trump, okay? And, you know, it's a good, I call it the good, bad, and ugly. It's like Clint Eastwood. I consider Donald Trump a patriot. I consider him a rebuilder, a business manager who's going to run America better. But he's a high-level Illuminati Mason. And the man can't fidget, but he does a Masonic sign of the 666 or some other Masonic sign, and I know all of them. So I'm looking, I'm thinking, my God, man. Some of his actions, like his actions with, you know, reflexly shooting down and firing his missiles at this Sharhat air base, which I totally disagreed with, because he didn't have evidence that Bashar al-Assad used chemical weapons, as proved by the United Nations. I agree with him kind of hitting those tunnels, because he just delegated to General Nicholson in Afghanistan. But some of his moves against this very edgy and very kind of psychotic, overweight, and with a weird haircut, Kim Jong-un, it makes me nervous, because I know, we've got weapons that can wipe out North Korea, but also they have weapons that we haven't necessarily deployed to protect the people of Seoul from being destroyed. And many of these people are really solid Christians. So a lot of our Christian brothers and sisters that are Korean could get wiped out in a flash in a few hours by two rockets coming from the demilitarized zone. So Donald Trump is I was teasing my son. I said, he said, you're back supporting Trump. I said, he's entertaining. He's like watching a special effects movie that kind of scares the hell out of you because it's real. I know a future president, it might be him, will be the dictator that will force the whole world to take the mark. But I can tell you, he's showing a few signs that scare the hell out of me. On the other hand, I know he's going to rebuild the economy. He's going to stop the illegal drug trade. He's going to do some positive things. But, man, He scares me. I mean, really does. I mean, I don't know what you think of him, but man, this guy, yeah, it's good and bad. I mean, he's going to do stuff that nobody else could do at the speed of light, because this guy is definitely energized, like the Energizer Bunny. But on the other hand, it's plain to see he's not a Christian. He's a patriot, and he acts as a, quote, white knight. But I can tell you from his behavior, he is not a Christian, is he?
No, well, he doesn't really know what it's all about. He's a good businessman, and that's where his strength is.
And he knows how patriot, to give like orders. Just like the founders of America. A lot of people think, well, they were founded on Christian principles. No, they weren't Puritans. These were high-level Masons, and they used the Luciferic light of order out of chaos. And yes, they were good managers. That's why when they built the power structure of America, it became the most powerful nation in the world, especially after World War I and World War II that destroyed Britain and Europe. And so America filled that void. So, but the fact is that Donald Trump is probably the best business manager we've ever had of America, so America is going to get more powerful. But that may not be good, because eventually America will be the seat of power of the digital thing called the Matrix, or the power of the Mark of the Beast cashless system. And people in around the world, and this is a notice to you Russians and Chinese and anybody, you do not understand that if he decides to destroy you without firing one bullet or one missile, you can cease to exist in minutes, not hours. You need to understand that. And so that scares me that Donald Trump knows this now, and that he's obviously flexing muscle, saying, hey, play ball or else, make a deal. So that concerns me. When we come back, we'll hear more from Jonathan Gray and your analysis of the end. Yeah, he's a scary guy, isn't he?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins, and our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim.
That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Introduction. Without setting dates, and again, next week we're going to have Craig Winnerham, who's done some analysis where he thinks he's got some dates. I don't like to set dates. I like the people to have the revelation of studying, praying daily, looking at their Bible, reading your books, watching the videos, looking, as it says, they call them the sons of Issachar, the Bereans, people that are actually watching for the coming of the Messiah, Yeshua, for his bride. They should be aware that these signs are opening up. For example, when the King of Jordan, His Majesty, a Hashemite descendant of Muhammad, states that he'll accept Israel if they accept a Palestinian state. If we have Jared Kushner, a Talmudic Jew, the son-in-law of Donald Trump, who's now signed to set up a peace treaty in the Middle East. If we see this conflict now with Russia reaching a pinnacle where if there's another, quote, chemical attack, Trump has basically kind of, in a sense, put himself in a box and he has to take into military action, which the Russians, by the way, are going to have to counter, and it'll be actually devastating. You'll see an American pilot and jet go down. And by the way, there's a back door going on here that there is some kind of communication so that we don't have an American jet fall from the Al-Noor, which was also bombed last week. But you don't hear it in the regular news. This is inside Syria that killed a lot of ISIS fighters. We call McCain's army. So, Jonathan, give us more information, please.
Okay. Now, it's very interesting when we look into the Middle East to see a revival of the Turkish power. Now, Turkey has been discounted by so many people because it didn't seem to be an important power at all.
Right.
But it may be a surprise to most people to realize that Turkey has the second largest military power in the whole of Europe.
Actually, it is the fourth largest in the world, isn't it? Fourth largest.
It's the largest Muslim military power in the world. It's the second largest in Europe. It's the fourth largest in the whole world.
Wow!
Turkey, it has the fourth largest military ability in the world.
By the way, that's not just troops. It's tanks. It's jet aircraft. It's everything. And
that's right.
And even there, the Insulet Air Base is a major air base for NATO and for America, which is totally under control of Mr. Erdogan, who just got a lot more powers, too, when he put this referendum out. God knows how he ran the referendum, but he's no longer just the president like a positional office. He's got a lot more absolute power now.
Yeah, I think there's something we need to emphasize relating to that referendum, too, in a moment. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, we'll just do it now, shall we?
Right.
Now we do know that in Bible prophecy, the king of the north referred to in the prophecy of Daniel 11, which is perhaps the longest prophecy in the whole Bible, and it's in plain language. It's not in symbols. You don't have to go elsewhere in the scripture to interpret the symbols. It's given in plain truth, exactly as it's going to happen without any need for interpretation.
Right.
The king of the north has always been historically Turkey, because north, south, east, and west is measured from the city of Jerusalem. North of Jerusalem, the power of the north, once the Muslims came into initial power and under the first woe, Turkey became the leader of the Muslim world.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it?
Yes. And the king of the south was Egypt. Now, that was going to be absorbed by the king of the north. And Turkey, of course, is the big power today that speaks to all Muslims. Now, in the first woe, it was Turkey, actually, that was the power that the Muslim power, working through Turkey, played havoc with the Eastern Roman Empire and started to bring it down. And then in the second woe, it was Turkey which formed the Ottoman Empire under four caliphates that came together, and they attacked Europe and came right into the very heart of Europe, into Austria, Vienna, and saved the Reformation. The Martin Luther Reformation was saved, and history actually says that if it had not been for the Turk, there would have been no survival of the Reformation. There'd be no Protestantism anywhere today.
Yeah, you mentioned that before, and that's really an interesting historical fact.
Yes. And then next week I'd like to go into more detail on this very interesting subject, Bill.
Right.
But now the third woe comes, and you can expect the same pattern. But now, what happened was that late last year, Turkey sent an army into Syria, and at that time, Erdogan, from his big palace in Istanbul, issued a statement to the cheers of thousands and thousands of Muslims. He said, "Today is the 500th anniversary of the Second Caliphate,
right.
The Second Muslim Jihad." He said, "Today I have gone into Syria to signal on the 500th anniversary that we are about to set up a third Muslim empire."
Right.
That's what he said a few months ago.
Right.
Now, his referendum on the 16th of April, well, what is it today? In America, it's still 26, right, 10 days ago.
Yeah, it's 26.
And Turkey decided to resurrect its Ottoman hegemony on April the 16th by giving Erdogan unlimited powers, as you said earlier. Erdogan's main mouthpiece is a man called Yeni Safak, and he has declared that all must literally obey Erdogan as God, the Holy Spirit, and Caliph.
Now Yeni Safak, is he the guy that is the one who claims to be the Mahdi?
Yeah. Now, it's interesting.
He's the one that's in opposition to Mr. Gulen, who is supported with a regime change attempt by the CIA and Interpol and the European intel agencies. They tried to do a regime change last July, and this is what precipitated, because the Russians warned them it was coming, and the Russian warning allowed Erdogan to stomp on their neck. And as a result, Erdogan now has switched his policy toward Russia and toward Iran. And although they're so-called Sunni Muslims, he's making alliance with the Shiite and with Islam and with Russia that's very unusual. And again, remember, the Mahdi is supposed to make an alliance between Sunni and Shiite and bring peace between these two as one of his primary signs that he's the final Mahdi. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely.
And that's exactly, doesn't it? So, in other words, the Neo-Ottoman Empire is rising again.
It's rising again. You know, it's interesting, Bill, that while protests were erupting from the opposition rejecting the referendum, United States President Donald Trump, instead of addressing the dissent, he called Erdogan to congratulate him.
Wow.
Donald Trump called his Turkish counterpart to congratulate him on the results of a referendum that was going to grant the Turkish leader sweeping new powers, and the Kremlin actually urged everyone to respect Turkey's referendum choice also. So both Trump and Russia gave the same support to the rise of Turkey. But right. Both of them have no idea what this is going to lead to.
And by the way, this, how do you pronounce his name again, this new caliphate leader? What's his name?
Well, actually, Erdogan's main mouthpiece, he's actually supporting Erdogan. His name is Yeni Safak.
Yeah, okay, so Yeni, well, I'll use the term, the short part, Yeni, claims that he wants to have the caliphate move from Istanbul eventually to Jerusalem. Now, you know that they've been making moves toward moving the U.S. consulate from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, but I think the dealmaker, Trump, would not mind at all giving the Temple Mount and East Jerusalem over to the Muslims, who already call it Al-Quds. And Al-Quds is a term used by Iranian Shiite Muslims, and that, in fact, it will become the head of their new caliphate state is East Jerusalem and the Temple Mount, the Mount of Olives. Is that not interesting? The Mount of Olives is the very place where Jesus was caught in a garden and then brought down to Jerusalem to be sacrificed.
Yes. And the prophecy of Daniel actually is spot on, because it says that this power is going to move its world headquarters to Jerusalem.
Right. And in fact, Yeni Savak has already said this and is fully supported by Turkey. And Turkey has Europe in a chokehold now with the Hiraj, which you mentioned. They're holding back millions that want to migrate to Europe. They're going to keep in Turkey at the cost of billions of euro dollars to try to keep them from doing that. So it's my feeling that Turkey will get a form of quasi-full membership in the European Union, and Europe within 5 years will be a Muslim superstate.
Yes. And in fact, it's very interesting that early this year, a couple of months ago, the Turkish foreign minister made this statement: there is going to be a religious war in Europe. He has made that statement. There's going to be war in Europe. It's going to be a religious war. In other words, Islam is going to take it over.
I don't think there'll be much battle. When I talk to people about, you know, the only religious war, and I hear this from people that protect the monuments, there's no real powerful religion, whether it's Catholic or Protestant, whatever. Europe, basically, their attitude toward religion is, we've got really nice buildings. They're great historical monuments. This is Disneyland for adults who want to see the historical buildings. There's no living, powerful Christian religion in Europe. So when the Muslims come in and take over, there's not going to be hardly any opposition, is there?
Oh, no, there's not. But this does have a lot of Turkish leaders worried, of course. In fact, on March the 3rd in Paris, church leaders met from all over Europe, and they declared that Europe is in fear of the threat from fundamentalist terrorism. And they also declared there's not one of us can stop it happening.
Right.
And what are we going to do to stop this happening? They said there's only one person to whom we can turn. There's only one person in the world who is strong enough for us to turn to, and that is the Pope.
Right, and not only that...
That's what these religious leaders and these political leaders actually said.
Now, Bill Warner will be back on Friday in the second hour. He says, you know, the jihad of murder is the least of the... It's the most scary, but it's actually the least. The geopolitical jihad, the educational jihad, the Sharia-compliant jihad, the jihad of tolerating and not criticizing Muhammad, which there was a vote, I think, 3 or 4 years ago in the United Nations that 57 nations voted to say anybody who criticized Muhammad should be sanctioned internationally. So people need to realize there's lots of other jihads that Islam is doing to the world to make the world Sharia compliant and not criticize Muhammad. And one of the leading people there is the Vatican trying to create Islam. Scary, isn't it?
Oh, yes. But this is all predicted. All that's happening right now has been prophesied to come.
Yeah,
and now... prophecy is catching up and becoming history.
So if we summarize what we've said today, is number one, the new water empire has risen, and it did rise now 2 weeks ago with this referendum on the 16th, you know, the Ides of April, that we have now the rise of the Mahdi, who's saying he's going to move the caliphate from Istanbul to Jerusalem. He believes in a two-state solution. We've got a Talmudic Jew, the son-in-law of the president. The president literally gives congratulations along with Putin to the rise of the power of Erdogan, who's setting up this new caliphate. The peace treaty is around the corner, because if there isn't peace, there's going to be war. And one of the things God gave me years ago, when you hear the drums of war beating very loudly, so loud you're going deaf, then there will be a false peace, like Hosea in the book of Acts. So false peace is literally upon us. And the caliphate is upon us. And the rise of Islam in Europe. And I can guarantee you, just with the rate of birth, etc., and the migration from other, we call, Turkic nations through Turkey to Europe, that Europe in 5 years will be basically fundamentally a large minority or even a small majority Muslim. And that means Europe, because it's killing their babies with abortion, because they're not reproducing, Muslims will take over Europe in 5 years. It'll be Sharia-compliant Muslim superstate.
And ripe. It has been declared to be legalized once that takes place. They're announcing that we will legalize rape.
Right. And people don't get that. They don't realize that Europe is being sacrificed. And when you see people like Angela Merkel and Macron, who wants to push for this stuff, this is all by design. Crazy, isn't it? And by the way, yeah. our space command and our missile defense systems are all integrated totally with Europe. So we're tied to what will be in 5 years, which could be the second term of Donald Trump, the European space missile defense system is directly integrated with the American system. It isn't separate anymore. And people really need to realize that Europe, within 5 years after Frexit, when Le Pen probably gets in Sunday after next, it's not going to be the dissolution of Europe. It's going to be the rise of super state Europe, where each nation then only has a national control and more autonomy. But it'll mean they'll move very quickly toward having their own autonomous military force, which will be French, German, Italian, etc., which is exactly what everybody is worried about, the rise of the Fourth Reich. The Fourth Reich is coming, isn't it?
And if that's under the control of Islam, then pity help America.
Right, and people don't get this. They don't see this coming, do they? We're laying it all out for them, because you don't have to make a lot of, you know, what I call grandfather jumps, you know, when you're playing hopscotch. These are baby steps. This doesn't require a big leap of logic to see that this is where it's going, does it?
Oh, no. It's becoming more obvious by the day.
Right. And it's also biblically correct. So when the biblical correction occurs, along with a geopolitical analysis that takes baby steps, you got to realize this is pretty well written in stone. This is going to happen. And it's probably going to happen by the second term of Donald Trump, if he gets in for another term. And at that time, America will be very powerful, be tied to this now Muslim superstate Europe. They'll either be extremely tolerant of Islam or be Sharia compliant.
And this is going to be a Europe with nuclear energy, nuclear bombs.
Right, and also advanced technology. People aren't aware that the Hadron Collider is to map out all the wormholes of the galaxy. There's works in the works in Germany, technology that's mind-boggling. People don't understand this, from genetic engineering to 3D printing of materials, to all kinds of technology, and people don't realize that the rise of superstate Europe with 540 million people and advanced technology is the next superstate directly under the control of the Vatican and the Jesuits, directly under the control of the European Federal Reserve System, directly linked to the American dollar, the second beast. This is what's going on. Yeah, they don't get it, do they?
No.
A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888 888-
888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back. Johnson will be back on May 10th, hour number three, and we'll get you on the first segment, not the second. your website is BeforeUs, BeforeUs.com. Highlight the latest of your materials. You've got ebooks, you've got some amazing videos recently. We're also probably going to do a simulcast here, put together a slide set to talk about some of these issues, because it's the 100th day of Donald Trump. That, by the way, his name in Celtic means ruler of the world. And if he knew what I know about the classified information that America has in terms of its weapon systems and computing capacity, guess what? He is. To the chagrin and the shock of the Chinese, Russians, and anybody else on Earth, Donald Trump is a kind of a strange and a scary guy. Yeah, he's a patriot. Yeah, he's going to rebuild America, but he's not acting like a Christian. He's scary. The fact that he reflexly shot these missiles at Sharjah base despite not having evidence that Mr. Assad is actually an eye doctor with a British wife, is intending to kill his own people with chemical weapons not proven by the United Nations Independent Commission. And I don't know what he's going to do when they come up with the facts that when they do an independent study, because they're going to try to say, well, we just wanted to accept the white hats, which are, again, another intel agency from Britain trying to lie to the public through BBC and other news items, that sure, he's killing his own people, he's a monster, which is a pile of garbage. It was both George Bush and Bill Clinton that said we have to fund al-Qaeda and these other agencies to fight against Assad, and we have to regime change based on the PNAC documents that we've been looking at for years, including by the last vice president before Obama, Dick Cheney. His name and the White House was the Prince of Darkness. That's his actual name. He didn't want to be addressed as Mr. Cheney or Dick. He wanted to be called the Prince of Darkness. People don't get that, do they? He didn't have a tiny staff of six. He had 600 plus. So we have to start grasping that what America is doing is scary. And that includes under Mr. Trump. We have to start facing the music, don't we?
Well, we have the biggest days of America's history ahead, and the day spoken of in Bible prophecy as the mouth of the dragon.
Well, you know, if you look at the Incan title to the name of America, which is not from Americo Vespasi, the Portuguese mapmaker, it goes back from the Incan days, and North and South America are called the lands of the dragon. If you actually look at North America from space, it looks like a dragon. And I'm down in the belly, down to the stomach here in Southern California. And it's neck and head or Alaska, right?
Yep.
If you look at it, say, damn, maybe you're right. You know, its tail is like, you know, the end of Hudson's Bay toward Quebec. How's that?
Yep. Yep.
And the maritime provinces, you know, that kind of thing. So, Jonathan, where we're going... 100th day this Saturday, North America time, and Donald Trump is going to get a big tax break today. I mean, I think by next year he's going to be bulletproof. Once he accomplishes some version of a wall, it won't be a wall necessarily, once he accomplishes tax reform and fixes health care, no matter what this guy does, even if he's a full-born psychotic maniac, does something that scares the hell out of people, he's going to be bulletproof. They're not going to be able to stop him, are they?
Well, he will accomplish what he set out to do.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So let's do some video sometime in the next week or so on simulcast, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. And coming up tomorrow, Gary Richard Arnold will be the first hour, Josh Bernstein third, and we have Harley Schlanger back from Berlin on Friday, and Bill Warner, Political Islam, just before the firing line. Need to be aware this stuff is really going on. Hard to believe, but it's true. Study the Bible and get these videos from BeforeUs.com. Jonathan Gray, you'll be amazed and marvel at the truth.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app. A global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.